In yoga, we often use the term reality to describe our experience of the world. And we might wonder, what does that mean? Why do we say reality instead of simply acknowledging that the world is the world? It really gets to the heart of how yoga very definitively tells us that what we understand of the world and understand of ourselves is only in proportion to what our mind allows us to experience. Our mind is like a filter or a lens which sculpts our experience of reality, which is where this word comes in. Reality is that experience of the universe which our mind presents to us. And in that vein, yoga talks about three universal conditionings of the mind, three lenses that dramatically influence how we experience reality. And these three conditionings are the principles of time, space, and the law of cause and effect. This is an intriguing idea because to most of us, these three, time, space, and the law of cause and effect, are laws of nature. They are a principle of physics. It's the way that the universe works. How could this be a conditioning of the mind? They're real. It's not something that our mind creates. And that takes us to the very heart of the matter, that reality is only defined in relation to how our mind works. And these are the three most essential ways that our mind operates. All three of these conditionings allow the mind to create a sense of linearity, a sense of objective awareness, to transform a infinitely vast and potent experience of pure matter and energy into something that we can understand on a day-to-day basis. That's partially why the idea of the conditionings of the mind are used to describe how the mind creates an everyday reality, an experience of the world here and now. We experience the world in sequence because of time. We experience the world in a very particular way, literally in a three-dimensional reality because of the conditioning of space. And we're able to make order out of chaos. We're able to understand how our action relates to an outcome through this conditioning of the law of cause and effect, the law of causation. All of these things, all of these conditionings help us to create a sense of reality for ourselves. But what yoga is trying to tell us is that when we can unlock a deeper potential of the mind, when we can transform our mind and transform these conditionings, we can experience a higher reality beyond the everyday reality that's governed by the laws of time, space, and causation. That's a powerful opportunity, an amazing opportunity to see how our universe is more than what we can see at face value. We work with this through the principles of yoga. We work with this idea of transformation through the practice of yoga and seeing how we can expand our mind, both in terms of subtlety and potency, so we can recondition ourselves to move beyond these limitations of time, space, and the law of cause and effect. When we do that, we unveil a higher reality, and we begin to see a deeper essential capacity within ourselves, and that capacity makes everything of the world a little bit richer, a little bit more beautiful, a little bit more meaningful. It doesn't mean that our reality of the world is less real. It means that we found a deeper reality within that brings new meaning and purpose to the world outside of ourselves.